New York has early voting. We're going to have it this year.
Yes.
We're going to join 38 other states that already have it. So,
yes.
So what does it mean? How does it work, and how do people go about doing it if they want to?
Okay. It is a huge, tremendous success that we had. It will allow voting to become easier for people. They can vote for 9 days before Election Day. Not the day before, right before Election Day, that Monday they can't vote, but the 9 days before that they can vote at certain poll sites in their county. And they don't have to have a reason, they don't have to have any excuse, they can just go in and vote early at those poll sites for those 9 days.
And it starts October 26th.
October 26th through November 3rd.
Not November 4th that Monday.
Not November 4th.
And no, because November 5th is Tuesday, the election
right,
day.
And the only other thing is that on November 5th, if they decide to vote on the actual election day, they must go to their usual poll site, not one of the early voting
yeah,
poll
now
sites.
Here's where it gets confusing.
Yes.
You brought up that aspect of it, but
yes.
Also, it varies from county to county, right?
Right.
I think, is there 18 counties now where you can go to several sites?
We're up
right?
to 20 now.
20 now. Okay, well, that's
yes.
that's good news,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, it is great news.
And you have options of several different places you could go.
That's right. As in typical in New York State, the elections are controlled by the County Board of Elections, so the legislation allowed the County Board of Elections to determine how they would implement early voting in their county. So it's based on population as well. So we have 34 counties where, because of their low population, there's only one early voting poll site, and that's primarily the Board of Elections office.
So some people may have to drive a ways if they
yes.
want to do this. Some of the northern counties, they
right.
might have to drive as much as a couple hours,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. In Hamilton County, for instance, or some of those more mm-hmm. rural, mountainous counties, they would have to drive farther. But we have 20 counties where voters are allowed to go to any poll site in their county. And the best example I love to talk about is Erie County, mm-hmm. which has done many more poll sites than they are required to do. And they have 37 poll sites in that county. And anyone in Erie County can go to any of those poll sites to vote early.
But then there's several counties,
yes.
including the boroughs, five boroughs of New York City,
right.
where voters are going to be limited, right? They're only
yes.
going to be assigned to one site.
Yes, there
and
are.
How
eight,
is that going to work?
There are eight counties, mm-hmm. and that means the five boroughs of New mm-hmm. York City, Albany, Orange County, and Westchester County, where the voters are assigned an early poll site. Early voting poll site. So it won't be their usual poll site. It will be a different poll site.
And how are voters going to find out about this?
Well, we have a website called nyearlyvoting.org where they can go and it will answer all their questions about early voting, but then they can click on their county and it will tell you the poll sites. And for those eight counties, well, actually it's the three counties, excluding New York City, we tell you where you can go vote based on your address.